Talk about Allah's Torah. Gemara Mishnah. Hey, is there a Don Tefusa? What is Don Tefusa? We had in the previous part the Don Tefusa is Mitame. The Mishnah is asking what it is. As it didn't it, that a Revius is Don from a Mace is Mitame. If somebody who has a wound while he's still alive and a Revius Don comes from his body before his death, that Revius is Don would not be Mitame even if he ultimately died from that wound. But Don Tefusa is Mitame. Don Tefusa is some kind of combination of Don from a wound of a person while he was still alive, and dam that was expelled from the person after his death. Hameishi yasim mimenu shminis b'chayim u'shminis b'maisai divrei Rabbi Akiva. A mace, that an eighth of a lug of dam came from his body while he was still alive before his death. And then after he died, another one-eighth of a lug was expelled from his body. Altogether, the two-eighths of a lug is one revius of dam. That's considered dam tefusa. That's a revius of dam, which is a mixture of Don that was expelled before his death and after his death. That's Don Tefusa, which is Matame, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael Aymer Rabbias B'chayim who Rabbias B'maisa Nito Mizel Mizel Rabbias. Rabbi Yishmael holds that Don Tefusa is something else. Somebody who has a wound while he's alive, Rabbias Don comes from that wound. And then he ultimately dies from that wound. There's another Rabbias Don that was expelled from his body after his death. Altogether we have two Rabbias. And one Rebius is taken from that mixture. That Rebius is called Don Tefusa and is Matame Vara. And since in that mixture there's a Rebius of Don that came from the person after he died, and he took one Rebius from the mixture, even though in that Rebius that he took from the mixture, there's also some of the Don that came out from before his death, but since in the mixture there was an entire Rebius that came out after his death, that Rebius that is taken from that mixture is Matame Vara, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Leather, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm married. Zev is that Kamayim. Rabbi Leather, Rabbi Yehuda said, these two cases, the dam is considered Kamayim. It's like water, it's not Mitame at all. And Rabbi Leather, Rabbi Yehuda does not agree to the case of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, that that dam, that is a mixture of dam that came out, Mechaim, and dam came out, La'acha Misa, would be Mitame. Ezeu dam Tefusa. So what is dam Tefusa, according to Rabbi Leather, Rabbi Yehuda? Tzolub Shedomo so says. Somebody who was crucified, whose blood spilled out furiously from his body, the nimsa tachta revius dam tamit, and underneath the person, after his death, we found a revius dam. That revius dam is dam tefusa, and it's matamit. Now the reason why, according to Rabbi Leiter, Rabbi Yehuda, that the revius dam that is found underneath him is matamit more than the other two cases that we mentioned, because since he was crucified and we found dam underneath him, certainly included in that dam is a drop of dam that came out of him at the point of death. According to Rabbi Leiter, Rabbi Yehuda, that's what the Chacham were referring to when they said that dam tefusa is matame. Avo amesha dama menate benimta tafta revias dam tar. For somebody who is dying, whose blood is dripping out slowly from his body as he dies, and underneath him after his death we find a revias dam, that revias dam is tar. That's not dam tefusa. And even though the Revius Adam was found underneath him, so certainly included in that Revius Adam is a tipa of dam that came out of him at the point of death, but since the blood was dripping slowly, the drop of blood that came out at the point of death is bustle in the dam that had already gathered underneath him. So it's as if that tipa of dam does not exist since it's bustle in the rest of the dam. As opposed to the case where the person was crucified, that his blood spilled out of him very fast, so since the blood rushed down fast, the tipa of Don that came out of him at the point of death is not batal, and therefore that's called Don Tefusa and is Mitame. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Loki El Ashoises Tar Vamenate Tame. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the case as you stated it. Instead, the opposite is true. That a person who died and his blood spilled out fast, and we found a Revius Adam underneath, and that Revius Adam is not Don Tefusa and is Tar. The reason being is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the blood spilled out of him very fast, probably the drop of blood that came out at the point of his death got stuck on the cross of which he was crucified on. So therefore, the blood underneath him does not include the tipa adam that came out at the point of death. But a person who died and his blood was dripping out slowly while he died, and we found a revius adam underneath him, in that case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be Don Tefusa and it would be Matame. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, blood would not be Mavatal any other blood. So therefore, even though the blood is dripping out slowly and a pool of blood was underneath him, even before he died. The drop of blood that came out at the point of his death, according to Rabbi Huda, would not be bottled in the blood that had already fallen underneath him. And according to Rabbi Huda, dam is not mabatal dam. So since the Rabbi Huda dam that is found underneath him includes the tipa of dam that came out at the point of death, that Rabbi Huda dam is considered dam tfusa and is matame, according to Rabbi Huda. The din is an amaze or kizayis ben amaze that's inside a house. Everything inside that house is tummy. And the chacham were great, so not only everything inside the house is tummy, but everything under the doorpost of the doorway that the maze will eventually be brought out of is also tummy. Even if the door is closed and those objects are on the other side of the door, since they're under the doorpost and the maze will eventually be brought out from that doorway, the objects are tummy. Now, if we don't know which doorway the maze will be brought out of, and there's more than one doorway, or more than one large window, the maze can be brought through that window, then the din is, since we don't know which doorway the maze will be brought out from, everything under the doorpost of all the doorways and all the windows will be tummy. Now, the Mishnah tells us, if we have a kizayis from a maze inside a house, and we decide that we're going to take that kizayis from a maze outside one of the windows, so the din is that only things that are underneath the post of that window is tummy, since we know that it will be brought out of that window, while everything under the doorpost of the other doorways will be tummy. So the Mishnah tells us that a kizayis from a maze, the opening is a tefach, meaning to say that when we decide to take it out of an opening or of a window, and that will be matzel, all the objects underneath all the other windows and doorposts, that's only if that opening that we bring it out from is a tefach. If it's a tefach square, that's big enough to take a kizayis from a maze out from that opening. But if we decide to take it out of an opening that's less than a tefach square, the decision that we make to take it through that opening does not save the other objects under the other doorpost from becoming tame, since the opening is too small to take the kizayis from the maze out of the house through that opening. But if we have a maze shown, a complete maze inside a house, and we decide to take it out of an opening, that decision will only be matzel the objects underneath the other doorposts and windows if the opening that we want to take the maze out of is 4 tefachim square. But if it's less than 4 tefachim square, it will not save the objects underneath the other doorposts and opening as an opening that's less than 4 tefachim square, too small to take out a maze shalem from the house. But as far as being mighty the tumah, meaning to say that if we have a maze or kizayis of a maze inside a house and there's an opening that's a tefach square, even though an opening that's a tefach square is too small to take the maze out of the house of that opening, but it's big enough to allow the tumah to pass through the opening and be matami objects that are in an adjoining room, as the tumah will pass right through that opening that's a tefach square and be matami object in the room next to it, even though it's too small to take the maze out of that opening. God will make his eyes commit. Anything larger than a kizayis is like a maze shalem. In other words, we said previously that if we have a kizayis of a maze inside a house and we decide to take it out through an opening, the opening has to be at least a tefach square in order to be matzel the objects underneath the other psachim. And if we have a maze shalem inside a house, the opening has to be 4 tefachim square in order to be matzel the other psachim. Now the Mishnah tells us right now that if we have anything more than a kizayis from a maze, the din is as if we had a maze shalem, that we have to decide to take it through an opening at 4 tefachim square in order to be matzel the other psachim. Only if we have exactly a kizayis is an opening of a tefach square big enough to be matzel the other psachim, but anything more than a kizayis is the same thing as a maze shalem, that we have to decide to take it through an opening that's at least 4 tefachim square to be matzel the other psachim, to protect the objects underneath the other doorposts from becoming tummy. Rav Yosi Omer, Shedra v'Agulgolos Kameis. Rav Yosi said that if we have a spot or a skull from a maze, even if it's less than a kizayis, it has a din of a maze shalom. As a din is that a shedra or gogol from a maze is metame bayo, even though it's less than a kizayis. And Rabbi Yosi says that it has a din of a maze shalom, that we have to decide to take it through an opening that's 4 tefachim square in order to be matzel the other psachim. It's not good enough to decide to take it through an opening that's a tefach square, even though it's less than a kizayis. Only if we decide to take it through an opening that's 4 tefachim square will we protect the objects underneath the other doorposts from becoming tummy.